The Utes aren't the thieves, Richard Wetherill insisted. I know them, and they're good people. Besides, if it weren't for Chief Akowitz, our cattle would have run out of grazing land a long time ago, and we'd be flat broke. One thing's for sure, boys, Clayton Wetherill piped in. 5 of our horses have disappeared, and we have to get them back. At dawn, Richard and Charlie saddled up their horses. It shouldn't be too hard to track those horses, Charlie said, as he pointed down at hoofprints. Richard examined the low, gray ceiling of clouds that foretold of bad weather. We better get going before we lose the trail, he suggested. The trail of hoofprints led the men to the edge of Cliff Canyon. Before long, Richard noticed horse feed scattered on the ground. Whoever broke into the barn is using feed to keep the horses moving, he commented. I still don't think it's the Utes. Charlie shook his head in disagreement. It has to be a Ute raiding party. They're the only ones who could lead the horses in this territory, he maintained. We should have brought our rifles. If those Utes, excuse me, horse thieves find us first, we're dead men for sure. Richard shook his head in disgust. We don't need guns, he assured his brother-in-law. I've never had any trouble with the Utes, and I don't expect any to start now. The tracks looped around, bringing them close to the rim of Cliff Canyon, where more feed lay scattered on the ground. With no sign of the missing horses and bad weather coming, the two men decided they should search for shelter for the night. Richard got off his horse and then walked to the edge of the canyon. We'd be better off in one of those old, abandoned cliff dwellings, he said. I'll climb down into the canyon and see if I can spot one from there. Then, for an instant, a beam of sunlight split the bleak December clouds and landed on the opposite wall of Cliff Canyon. Staring at the place where the sunlight fell, Richard started to whoop and holler. Richard, have you lost your mind? Charlie asked. Look, Akowitz was right, Richard said. Then Charlie spotted it too. A cavern about 400 feet long by 90 feet deep that was filled with the sandstone ruins of an ancient city. The two men were flabbergasted. It looks exactly like a palace, Charlie exclaimed.